Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for being a part of the second edition of Light for Living for the year 2022. And we are grateful to the Lord God Almighty for giving us another year to go into, another year to be able to sit behind the microphone, speak with you, and just grateful that you've chosen to be a part of this short time. I know that many of you listen to other programs of Like Faith, and I know that they're encouraging to you. But we're just grateful that you've chosen to leave the radio on during this time and allow us to spend just these few moments with you. And certainly, we pray that as you're listening, it's just helping to prepare you to go out to God's house. And please, friend, please don't allow your surroundings to keep you out of the house of the Lord. Certainly, there are legitimate reasons why some may not come. We understand that, but please don't use the fact that you can listen to something or turn a TV on to something, and most likely it's not going to be good for you anyway, but use that as an excuse as to not go into God's house. Don't do that, and you be found faithful, friend. That local church is expecting you. God certainly expects it, and be found faithful. For those that do not have a good church home, and that may be very few that are listening, but if you're one of them, I want to give my personal invitation to come out, be my guest, be the guest here at the True Light Baptist Church, and we'll be so glad to see you. I believe you'll be glad you'll be there, and you'll have no trouble whatsoever finding the church. 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia, is the physical address. And again, don't let the Alton throw you. I've had several people mention that. I don't like it either, but we're not literally in Alton. We're more just outside the Cluster Springs area. But don't let that throw you. You'll have no problem if you're coming from South Boston, the Highway 58 501 corridor. You just take 501 South between the Sheets and the Hardys. You get on 501 South, and you can put it on cruise control for about 7.5 miles, and you'll see the church on the left. No problem whatsoever. As you pass that Cluster Springs Elementary School, be looking for the tip of that steeple. It'll lead you right in to the church parking lot. And you say, "Preacher, I'm over in North Carolina, Roxboro area, and I would like to come." Well, we'd like to see you. And you'll have no problem whatsoever either. Just get on 501 North and cross the Virginia line in about 4.5 miles, somewhere around there. Look to the right, and you'll see that brick church building right on the right. And the little drive will lead you right into the parking lot. So come out. Sunday school's at 10 o'clock. Morning worship, preaching time's 11. During the preaching time, today marks the first Sunday of having KFC back. And that's Kids for Christ. And that's ages 4 through 8. And we'll have everybody meet in for the preliminaries of the service on through the special singing. And then we'll dismiss the children to KFC. Miss Connie, my wife, will be teaching them this morning, and I know that she'll be a blessing to your kids. She puts a great deal of effort into it, so bring your children out, and we'll all expect God to speak to us in a most powerful way. Come out. May the Lord bless you. We'll look for you. If you're in that good church home, you be found faithful, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. Are you ready for a text? 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. And I'm going to read the first two verses. The Bible says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom." Stop right there. Whether one acknowledges it or not, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is not only king, but he is the supreme judge. And every individual, that includes you and me, will one day stand before him. Now, for those of us who are saved by the grace of God, we're going to stand at that judgment seat of Christ, and I'm glad that's still a judgment of grace. We'll be judged according to our service, our faithfulness, our stewardship. I'm glad I'll never have to be worrying about being judged for my sin. It's already been judged at Calvary, and the Lord Jesus Christ was judged in my stead. So keep that in mind, though, that the Lord Jesus Christ is judge, and all will stand before him. Now, he says in verse number 2, Paul says, "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now understand what Paul did not say in verse number 2. He did not give the instruction to the young preacher by the name of Timothy to just get up there and give motivational speeches or to just tell tales or to give his opinions. Paul told him with great emphasis to preach, to proclaim the word. What is the word? That's not your word. That's not mine. It's the word of the living God. And so we need more of the Bible today instead of less. And so he says to preach it. He says to reprove. That's sometimes tough. Bible says that we're to rebuke. That's even a little bit tougher. That's really getting right down where we are. And that's where we see Holy Ghost conviction set in. But then the Bible says to exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, to challenge, to encourage, to motivate. And how do we motivate and encourage? Through the Word of God. And so we told you last week we wanted to give you just a little New Year's challenge for the year 2022. And that's hard to even get that out of our lips, is it? 2022. Heard someone and several people post on Facebook, it's going to be 2022, T-O-O. Well, I certainly hope that is not the case. I'm glad to get 2020 and 2021 behind us and looking for greater things in the Lord in 2022. But we wanted to give you that little challenge, and I told you last week, it is my desire for each of you, as it is God's will, for you to go, to G-O. We was talking in specifics about going to that appointed place. We're talking about that local church. And I know, as I stated last week, that the devil's going to give you every kind of reason not to go. You'll say, well, I get my church listening on the YouTube or listening on Facebook Live and things of that nature. And we do all those things. But we do those not to keep you from coming. We do it for those that specifically cannot, and also for those that may be in other churches that would like to listen and watch at some later time. But don't allow those things that God desires to use for His glory to keep you from being amongst God's people. There is nothing, underscore that, there is nothing that can replace the fellowship physically with the brethren. There's nothing that can replace being under the guidance of that local church shepherd. It cannot be replaced, and so don't try. Just be found faithful. And I told you to go with excitement. If you go simply because you think you have to, you've missed it. And why would you want to feel that way anyway? God has given us the privilege. God has been ever so gracious, abundantly good. He has pardoned us. He has died for our sins, shed His blood. Why would we not want to be found faithful to the local church? So I desire you, I exhort you to go. Let me give you this. I exhort you to grow. G-R-O-W. I'm going now to the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3. And I want to look at verse number 14 down through verse number 18, if I may. The Bible says in verse number 14, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace without spot or blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, notice this, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing we know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, in the verses before verse 18, Peter spoke concerning the writings of Paul, and he was admitting that some things were hard to understand. But he also stated that there was those who were unlearned that took such words and they wrested them and did themselves and others great harm. But then we see in the text that Peter stated that you, as one of God's children, should know such things. And then in verse number 18, he encouraged you, he encouraged me, he encouraged those strangers that were scattered abroad that he was directly writing to. He encouraged them to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, there's many, they're unlearned. Did not mean that they did not have the capacity. It either meant they did not have the Spirit of God who is the teacher within them, or they did not take time to search the Scriptures, to study, to take in spiritual nourishment. And when they come across certain passages, not knowing, they would twist them, they would turn them, and they would do great harm. He said, you're not to be that way. He said, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he said, first of all, to grow in grace. To do so is to increase in awareness that you are nothing apart from God. Jesus said, for without me ye can do nothing. When we grow in grace, we realize it's all Him. It's all about Him. It's not us. When we grow in grace, we become further dependent on Him. You say, I don't want to be dependent on anyone. Well, what a foolish statement that is. We are to be entirely dependent upon the infinite God. That's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. That's not showing weakness. That's just using and showing wisdom. And so we're to grow in grace. In doing so, we're growing in character, and in particular, the character of humbleness. Oh, you've met people, and I have too, religious people, even some that may be saved, and they are so full of themselves that God can't do anything. They're so full of themselves that God doesn't have any room to work. But oh, when we grow in grace, we realize again that He is everything, and without Him we are nothing, and we draw our strength from Him above. And the more we draw strength from Him, the less we think of ourselves. Not only grow in grace, but the Bible says grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the more familiar you are, understand this, with the real thing, the real one, the easier it is to detect counterfeits. The more you familiarize yourself with the Savior, you got to be around Him, you got to spend some time with Him, the more you'll detect those with the spirit of Antichrist. The more that you are in that book and studying that book diligently, the more when you see error, the sirens go off in your heart and mind. They say when it comes to physical money, the best way to be able to detect a counterfeit is to be supremely familiar with the real thing. And that's what we're to do, study. Oh my goodness, how so many people will even sit in the church house and you tell them to turn to so-and-so, and you have to pause for a great deal of time to give time for people to find it. Many of them go into the front index to try to find what page that book is on. Oh, for the child of God that's been saved a period of time, these things must not be. We must get into the Word. Let me read you this and we close. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and a faith towards God. He didn't say in the text that we're to abandon the doctrine of Christ. No, when he said leaving, that means we're to go beyond that. That's the foundation we must build on it. There's a lot of people, they know they're saved, but that's about all that they know. Oh, what a tragedy that really is. I want to encourage you on this Sunday morning, not only to go, but why don't you start growing? The only way to grow is to take in some spiritual food. And the only place you're going to find that, it is in God's never-changing Word. We'll pick back up next week. I hope it's been somewhat of a challenge to you, encouragement to you. Be in that local church. If you don't have one, come see us at True Light. May the Lord bless you.